I've seen it happen to even the most seasoned teams. A helm chart vulnerability slips through the cracks, and before you know it, your entire Kubernetes cluster is compromised, which is exactly what happened to one of our clients last quarter when a rogue chart made its way into production, exploiting a recently disclosed vulnerability in a popular library. And it was only caught after a thorough scan with Trivi, which had been integrated into their CI/CD pipeline with a simple command like Trivi scan, format JSON, output/tmp/triviresults.json. But what was even more concerning was that the chart had been signed with Cosine, so the team had a false sense of security. And it just goes to show that even with the latest tools and security measures in place, things can still go terribly wrong if you're not careful. And that's why I think it's high time we talked about Helm at enterprise scale, particularly when it comes to secure chart engineering, testing, and GitOps integration.
What makes that even harder is when you're dealing with complex, multi-environment setups, where you have different teams working on different charts, and it's a real challenge to ensure consistency and security across the board, which is why we've been experimenting with Helmfile for multi-environment management, using it to define our environment configurations in a single file, like environments/dev.yaml or environments/prod.yaml, and then using the Helmfile sync command to apply those configurations to the corresponding environments. And I have to say, it's been a game changer for us, but we're still figuring out the best way to integrate it with our existing GitOps workflows, particularly when it comes to handling secrets and sensitive data, which is where Helm Secrets with HashiCorp Vault integration comes in, allowing us to store our secrets securely and then reference them in our charts using the Helm Secrets command.
We actually ran into this last quarter when we were working with a client who had a large number of library charts for shared templates, and it was a real challenge to ensure that those templates were being used consistently across all of their environments. And that's where JSON, schema validation for values, came in, allowing us to define a schema for the values that could be passed to the templates, and then using tools like Helm template with the validate flag to validate those values against the schema. And it was amazing to see how much of a difference it made in terms of reducing errors and improving overall quality. But what was even more interesting was when we started exploring the use of Chart Museum and OCI registries to manage and distribute the charts using the Chart Museum command to push and pull charts to and from the registry. And it's been a real eye-opener in terms of how much more efficient and secure we can make our chart management processes.
I'd push back on that. In our experience, while JSON schema validation is definitely important, it's only part of the equation. And we found that it's equally important to have a robust testing framework in place for our charts, which is why we've been using Helm Test. Frameworks like Helm Integration Test to write and run tests for our charts. And it's been a real game changer for us, allowing us to catch errors and inconsistencies early on and ensure that our charts are working as expected. And what's even more important is that we're using tools like Checkoff to scan our charts for security vulnerabilities. And it's amazing to see how many potential issues we can catch before they make it into production. And it's not just about the tools themselves, but also about how we're integrating them into our overall workflow, which is where GitOps comes in. And we're using tools like Flux and Argo to manage our GitOps workflows. And it's been a real challenge to get everything working together seamlessly.
The thing most teams miss about that is the importance of signed charts with Cosine, which provides an additional layer of security and trust, ensuring that the charts we're deploying are exactly what we expect them to be and haven't been tampered with or altered in any way. And we're using the Cosine command to sign our charts, and then verifying the signature with Cosine Verify. And it's been a real eye-opener in terms of how much more secure we can make our chart deployment processes, But what's even more interesting is when we start talking about the intersection of Helm and GitOps, and how we can use tools like Flux and Argo to automate the deployment of our charts and ensure that our environments are always up to date and consistent. And that's where the concept of a single source of truth comes in, where we're using our Git repository as the central hub for all of our configuration and deployment data, and then using tools like Helm and Flux to automate the deployment of that data to our environments.
What makes that even harder is when you're dealing with large, complex environments where you have multiple teams and stakeholders involved, and it's a real challenge to ensure that everyone is on the same page. And that's where the concept of a GitOps pipeline comes in, where we're using tools like GitHub Actions and GitLab CI/CD to automate the deployment of our charts and ensure that everything is working together seamlessly. And we're using the Helm upgrade command to upgrade our charts and then verifying the deployment with Helm status. And it's been a real game changer for us, allowing us to deploy our charts quickly and securely and with minimal downtime. And that's where the importance of monitoring and logging comes in, where we're using tools like Prometheus and Grafana to monitor our environments and ensure that everything is working as expected. And we're using the Helm test command to test our charts and then verifying the results with Helm test debug.
The use of Helm test in conjunction with Helm upgrade has allowed us to automate the testing of our charts and ensure that any changes we make are thoroughly vetted before being deployed to production. And we're also using tools like SonarQube to perform static code analysis on our charts and identify any potential security vulnerabilities or coding issues. And we've implemented a custom plugin for SonarQube that allows us to scan our Helm charts for specific security risks, such as hard-coded secrets or unvalidated user input. And we're also using tools like Trivy to scan our container images for vulnerabilities and ensure that we're only deploying secure and up-to-date images to our environments.
One real-world example that comes to mind is when we were working with a large financial services company, and they had a requirement to deploy a complex application with multiple microservices. And we used Helm to manage the deployment of the application, and we implemented a GitOps pipeline using GitHub Actions to automate the deployment, and we used tools like Terraform to manage the underlying infrastructure, and we integrated with their existing monitoring and logging tools, such as Splunk and New Relic. And we also had to implement some custom security controls, such as encryption and access controls, to meet their specific requirements. And we used tools like HashiCorp's Vault to manage secrets and encryption keys. And we implemented a custom authentication and authorization system using OpenID Connect and OAuth.
Another war story that comes to mind is when we were working with a large retail company and they had a requirement to deploy a cloud-native application with multiple services, and we used Helm to manage the deployment of the application, and we implemented a GitOps pipeline using GitLab CI/CD to automate the deployment, and we used tools like Kubernetes RBAS to manage access controls, and we integrated with their existing CI/CD tools, such as Jenkins and Nexus. And we also had to implement some custom networking and security controls, such as load for balancing and firewall rules, to meet their specific requirements. And we used tools like Nginx and HAProxy to manage the load balancing. And we implemented a custom network policy using Calico to control traffic flow between pods.
In terms of enterprise patterns, we've seen a lot of adoption of the hub and spoke model, where a central team manages the core infrastructure and services, and then individual teams manage their own applications and services. And we've also seen a lot of adoption of the platform team model, where a central team provides a platform for other teams to deploy their applications and services. And we've worked with companies to implement these patterns using Helm, and using Helm, platform teams to know Helm and other tools such as Terraform and Kubernetes. And we've also worked with companies to implement custom patterns and architectures, such as microservices and serverless. And we use tools like AWS Lambda and Azure Functions to implement serverless architectures.
Advanced use cases for Helm include using it to manage the deployment of machine learning models, and we've worked with companies to implement machine learning pipelines using Helm and other tools, such as TensorFlow and PyTorch. And we've also worked with companies to implement IoT deployments using Helm and other tools, such as EdgeX and Azure IoT Hub. And we've used tools like Kubernetes Device Plugin to manage IoT devices. And we've also worked with companies to implement custom integrations with other tools and systems, such as ServiceNow and Jira. And we've used tools like Zapier and MuleSoft to integrate with these systems.
In terms of integration points, we've seen a lot of integration with other Kubernetes tools, such as Kubernetes Dashboard and Kubernetes Audit Logs. And we've also seen a lot of integration with other CI/CD tools, such as CircleCI and TravisCI. And we've worked with companies to implement custom integrations with other tools and systems, such as GitHub and GitLab. And we've used tools like webhooks and APIs to integrate with these systems. And we've also worked with companies to implement custom automation and orchestration using tools like Ansible and...
Security considerations for Helm include ensuring that charts are properly vetted and validated before deployment. And we've worked with companies to implement custom security controls, such as encryption and access controls, to meet their specific requirements. And we've used tools like SSL/TLS and SSH to secure communications. And we've also worked with companies to implement custom compliance and governance controls, such as HIPAA and PCI DSS. And we've used tools like OpenSABAT and Compliance as Code to implement these controls.
One specific example of a security consideration is the use of signed charts, which allows us to ensure that charts have not been tampered with during transmission. And we've worked with companies to implement signed charts using tools like Cosign and Notary. And we've also worked with companies to implement custom security controls, such as network policies and secret management, to meet their specific requirements. And we've used tools like Calico and HashiCorp's Vault to implement these controls. And we've also worked with companies to implement custom auditing and logging controls, such as audit logs and security information and event management, SSEM systems.
We've also seen a lot of interest in using Helm with other security tools, such as Istio and Linkerd, to implement service mesh and network security controls. And we've worked with companies to implement these tools and integrate them with Helm. And we've used tools like Envoy and Nginx to manage the service mesh. And we've also worked with companies to implement custom security controls, such as intrusion detection and prevention systems, IDPS, to meet their specific requirements. And we've used tools like Snort and Cirrata to implement these.
Another area of interest is the use of Helm with other cloud-native tools, such as Knative and Tecton, to implement serverless and cloud-native applications. And we've worked with companies to implement these tools and integrate them with Helm. And we've used tools like AWS, Lambda, and Azure Functions to implement serverless architectures. And we've also worked with companies to implement custom cloud-native applications, such as microservices and event-driven architectures. And we've used tools like Apache, Kafka, and Amazon Kinesis to implement these.
Implementing Helm at enterprise scale requires careful consideration of security controls. And we've seen companies use network policies to restrict traffic between pods. And we've also used tools like Calico and Cilium to implement network policies. And we've worked with companies to implement custom network policies using Kubernetes built-in networking features, such as pod security policies and network policy APIs. And we've also used tools like Istio and Linkerd to implement service mesh architectures which provide advanced security features, like mutual TLS and traffic encryption.
One real-world example that comes to mind is a financial services company that used Helm to deploy a cloud-native application on a Kubernetes cluster, and they used a combination of tools like Prometheus and Grafana to monitor the application. And they used tools like Jaeger and Zipkin to implement distributed tracing. And they also used tools like Customize and Scaffold to manage their Kubernetes configurations. And we worked with them to integrate Helm with these tools. And we used a combination of Helm's built-in features, such as conditional statements and loops, to customize the deployment process. And we also used Helm's plugin architecture to extend its functionality.
Another war story that's worth sharing is a company that used Helm to deploy a complex application with multiple dependencies. And they used a combination of tools like Docker and Buildpacks to build their application images. And they used tools like Artifactory and Nexus to manage their dependencies. And we worked with them to implement a custom CI/CD pipeline using tools like Jenkins and GitLab CI/CD. And we used Helm's testing features, such as the Helm test command, to automate the testing process. And we also used tools like SonarQube and Code Coverage to implement code quality checks. And we used tools like Fortify and Veracode to implement security vulnerability scanning.
In terms of enterprise patterns, we've seen companies use Helm to implement standardized deployment processes across multiple teams. And they've used tools like Helm's library chart feature to share built common dependencies and configurations. And we've worked with companies to implement custom deployment workflows using tools like Argo CD and Flux. And we've also used tools like Terraform and CloudFormation to manage their infrastructure as code. And we've worked with companies to implement custom security controls, such as encryption and access controls, using tools like HashiCorp's Vault and Kubernetes built-in security features.
Advanced use cases for Helm include implementing multi-tenancy and isolation between applications, and we've seen companies use tools like Kubernetes built-in multi-tenancy features, such as namespaces and resource quotas, to implement isolation. And we've also used tools like network policies and service meshes to implement advanced security features, such as traffic encryption and access controls. And we've worked with companies to implement custom logging and monitoring solutions using tools like FluentD and ELK. And we've also used tools like Nu, Relic, and Datadog to implement custom monitoring and alerting solutions.
Integration points for Helm include tools like CI/CD pipelines, monitoring and logging solutions, and security scanners. And we've worked with companies to integrate Helm with these tools. And we've used a combination of Helm's built-in features, such as its API and plugin architecture, to extend its functionality. And we've also used tools like webhooks and APIs to integrate Helm with external systems. And we've worked with companies to implement custom integrations using tools like Zapier and MuleSoft. And we've also used tools like AWS, CloudWatch, and Azure Monitor to integrate Helm with cloud-native monitoring and logging solutions.
Security considerations for Helm include implementing proper access controls and authentication mechanisms. And we've seen companies use tools like Kubernetes built-in role-based access control and service accounts to implement access controls. And we've also used tools like SSL/TLS certificates and encryption to protect data in transit. And we've worked with companies to implement custom security controls, such as network policies and service meshes to protect data at rest. And we've also used tools like vulnerability scanners and compliance checkers to ensure that Helm deployments are secure and compliant with regulatory requirements.
We've also seen companies use Helm to implement compliance and governance controls, such as PIPA and PCI DSS. And we've worked with companies to implement custom compliance checks using tools like OpenEscape and Compliance as Code. And we've also used tools like Kubernetes, built-in audit logging and monitoring features to implement custom auditing and monitoring solutions. And we've worked with companies to implement custom reporting and dashboards using tools like Grafana and Tableau. And we've also used tools like AWS CloudTrail and Azure Audit Logs to integrate Helm with cloud-native auditing and monitoring solutions.
In terms of war stories, one company that comes to mind is a healthcare provider that used Helm to deploy a cloud-native application on a Kubernetes cluster. And they used a combination of tools like Helm's testing features and Kubernetes built-in security features to ensure that the application was secure and compliant with regulatory requirements. And we worked with them to implement custom security controls, such as encryption and access controls, using tools like HashiCorp's Vault and Kubernetes built-in security features. And we also used tools like Prometheus and Grafana to implement custom monitoring and alerting solutions.
Another real-world example is a financial services company that used Helm to deploy a complex application with multiple dependencies. And they used a combination of tools like Docker and Buildpax to build their application images. And they used tools like Artifactory and Nexus to manage their dependencies. And we worked with them to implement a custom CI/CD pipeline using tools like Jenkins and GitLab CI/CD. And we used Helm's testing features, such as the Helm test command, to automate the testing process. And we also used tools like SonarQube and Code Coverage to implement code quality checks.
In terms of enterprise patterns, we've seen companies use Helm to implement standardized deployment processes across multiple teams. And they've used tools like Helm's library chart feature to share common dependencies and configurations. And we've worked with companies to implement custom deployment workflows using tools like Argo CD and Flux. And we've also used tools like Terraform and CloudFormation to manage their infrastructure as code. And we've worked with companies to implement custom security controls such as encryption and access controls using tools like HashiCorp's Vault and Kubernetes built-in security features.
We've also seen companies use Helm to implement advanced use cases such as multi-tenancy and isolation between applications. And we've used tools like Kubernetes built-in multi-tenancy features such as namespaces and resource quotas to implement isolation. And we've also used tools like network policies and service meshes to implement advanced security features, such as traffic encryption and access controls. And we've worked with companies to implement custom logging and monitoring solutions using tools like FluentD and ELK.
All right, as we wrap up, I'd like to leave our listeners with a few key takeaways. Firstly, Helm is an incredibly powerful tool for managing Kubernetes applications at scale. Secondly, integrating Helm with other security tools like Vault is crucial for securing your chart engineering process. And lastly, don't underestimate the importance of thorough testing in your GitOps pipeline.
I agree with Daniel on those points, and I'd like to add a few of my own. For me, it's essential to remember that Helm is just one part of a larger ecosystem, and understanding how it interacts with other tools like Kubernetes and your CI/CD pipeline is vital. Secondly, network policies and service meshes can provide an additional layer of security and isolation between applications. And finally, custom logging and monitoring solutions can help you gain valuable insights into your application's performance and security.
I think we're both on the same page, but I still believe that security should be the top priority when it comes to Helm and Kubernetes. If you don't have a solid security foundation, all the other features and tools are essentially pointless.
I understand where Daniel is coming from, but I have to respectfully disagree. While security is crucial, I think it's equally important to consider the operational and logistical aspects of managing Kubernetes applications at scale. If you don't have a smooth and efficient process in place, You'll never be able to fully realize the benefits of using Helm and Kubernetes in the first place.
Well, I think we'll have to agree to disagree on that point. Thanks for the lively discussion, Diana.
Likewise, Daniel. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in to this episode of our podcast. If you'd like to learn more about Helm, Kubernetes, and GitOps, be sure to check out our show notes and resources. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye, and don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more discussions on enterprise-scale technology and innovation.